Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, and all the linemen that are out there in Louisiana and Texas and Arkansas getting the power back on, some 750,000 people still without power. Thanks for all you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget about our all-brand-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take a look at it. I think you're going to like what you see, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us right now, hour number two, it's Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we have underlined and emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was started and formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the president vowed to make America great, to keep America great and safe, too, when he blasted Joe Biden and his hapless 47-year career and said that Joe Biden will endanger American safety, which to me is a no-brainer, especially when now they're trying to walk back the fact that they were actually actively talking about defunding the police, and now they're trying to make it sound like they never said anything like that. But we got further proof that the Democrats and their news source, MSNBC, has totally lost it. You ready?
Yep.
MSNBC says it was very wrong to say that Democrat-led cities were overrun with crime because, as Kristi Noem led the RNC with a speech praising the ingeniousness of our founders and imploring Americans to reject lawlessness, this just didn't sit right with MSNBC co-host Rachel Maddow. Now, she abruptly cut away from the coverage of the convention to offer what she called a reality check. Guess what she did?
What's that?
She brought on the Seattle mayor as proof of the fact that there was no violence going on to the degree that they were talking about in America.
Wow.
The Seattle mayor.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, we saw all the video coming out of Seattle. It was not just Seattle, but we've seen the video coming out of Portland. We've seen the video coming out of other areas, of course, Minneapolis. And, of course, then even Kenosha, you know, so people are not I don't see how they would buy the idea that that things aren't happening the way that they see them happening on their television screens.
Well, she also explained and said the following thing, which makes no sense at all about cutting away from the speech from the South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. She said,
when we feel that there's something that's important and deliberate and that's very wrong and should be corrected, just so we should feel responsible about our broadcast and to our viewership. Well, you know, for the couple of hundred thousand people that are watching them,
right,
which is about what it is, and I've told people before, we have one stream, one internet stream that has that many listeners on it.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah, of the 150 or whatever it is that's out there, including radio waves in Germany that's loaded up every night. And by the way, hello to Maria in Germany.
That's right. Hi, Maria.
I forgot all about her.
Hope
sorry.
You're doing good.
I didn't mean to forget about you, Maria, but I was going to say hello earlier. Now, let's go back to a couple of things here. Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has charged that Joe Biden condoned rioting and unrest before speaking out against it this week. I think that's a fair and a logical assumption.
Well, the Democrats certainly thought that what was happening was helping them. And I think, Captain, this is why we didn't hear word one about it at the convention. This is why Joe Biden and others, and now, of course, even Kamala Harris, why aren't they running out there saying, stop the rioting. Rioting is wrong. There's going to be, such a heavy price in our country to pay for this. This is wrong. You're actually attacking people that have nothing to do with your political issue, and on it goes. And but they've never said anything until it became an issue in the polls. And again, they have to play catch up. And even CNN's Don Lemon, Captain, was talking with Chris Cuomo, basically saying, okay, well, somebody's got to tell the Democrats, essentially, the riots have to stop because it's starting to show up in the polling now. I mean, that's the reason the riots have to stop, you know?
Well, the riots have to stop because they shouldn't have started to begin with, but it's something that was prearranged, put together by radical elements of the Democratic Party, I'm sure of that, funded by people like George Soros and some of the other big money donors out there, Hollywood, I'm sure of that, and all the logistics and whatnot is all being coordinated with some of these major companies because they're getting moved around from point A to point B. And we had so many buses yesterday in Washington, D.C., and more coming today that it was kind of hard to figure out who was coming from where.
Right. Well, exactly. And again, it's because they believe this was helping them because they thought people would blame Trump. But it's the reverse.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back, and Kyle gets a chance to be a singer here during the break here when we come back, and I will see you with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and good morning to Al. Al in Nebraska just jumped into the chat room, and again, if you want to get in there, just go to the Facebook page and look up groups. It's called the Captain's Group. There you are. You can jump in and converse with us.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And hey now, there's gold waiting in your windshield. Give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty. They take care of cars, trucks, and vans. And if you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and surrounding areas, too, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim right there. You'll get a premium quality windshield and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. All you got to do is call them at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America, and tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what is it they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There you are, right on cue and right on target. So there you go. Another great performance by Kyle. And people look forward to that, you know.
Oh, that's great. I appreciate that.
Yep. Now, thousands of people, and this is hypocrisy of what's going on here, because I'm going to, again, talk about what's going on this weekend in Washington, D.C., that started yesterday with the anniversary of the March, thing that they had there on, when Martin Luther King spoke years ago.
At the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah. Now, thousands of people gathered to march in Washington on Friday to denounce racism and protest police brutality on the anniversary of the March of 1963. There it is right there. When civil rights leader Martin Luther King made his historic I Have a Dream speech. I remember watching that.
Yeah, and I remember learning about that in school, and that was a very powerful thing for me, Captain, and especially as I grew up and went to school and went to college and everything. This was something about our country that I think a lot of people in my age group, You know, we grew up under the shadow of the I Have a Dream speech, and we always were of the perception that this is the direction our country is going. It's the right moral direction, and that's something the United States has been able to do.
Maybe we should play that speech over on some of the Sunday talk shows and let America hear it in its entirety, so that they can understand the importance of that speech and what it meant at the time that it was done. Because a lot of people are comparing the civil rights strife of the 60s with what's going on today, with the people out there just blatantly going down, robbing, looting, beating people up, that sort of thing. It's not even close. Back then, it was just the blacks had no rights, and Lyndon Johnson put forth the Civil Rights Act, signed that, and then it made things worse for a while, especially in the Deep South. But they weren't out there rioting. They were out there conducting peaceful marches. This bunch that's out there today, they're out there to break things and tear things up.
Well, no, you're absolutely right about that. And I think the big difference is that what was, I think, trying to be accomplished in the 60s was, again, it was the integration of our society, so that people would have equal access, obviously, to jobs, and to be able to prosper in their community.
And
it wasn't about burning it down.
And, oh, by the way, the states that protested the most, where you had people like George Wallace out there standing in front of the doors of the University, I believe it was the University of Alabama, where you wouldn't let them in and all that stuff, those were Democratic governors.
Yep, well, that's exactly right.
In Democratic states.
Precisely. And again, there were people that wanted to hamper the good work that was being done to champion civil rights. And unfortunately, Captain, we have some of those same kinds of people today, because they're more interested in having power and trying to gin up division and problems, because it puts them in a quote-unquote leadership position, rather than striving for a society in which we don't have these color issues. And that's what we're striving for. And it's never easy, and it's not simple, but it's something that good-hearted people can always aspire to. And that's what I grew up believing, that's what our country was all about.
Yeah, and you folks that are out there doing what you're doing, tearing things up, breaking things, beating people up, setting fires, looting and all that, that's not what was going on in the 60s. You have no comparison, and you have no right whatsoever to open your mouths and say, well, it's all about the struggle of black blood. No, it's not. It's you people that are out there, some of you getting paid, I might add, to do what you're doing, but you're out there for all the wrong reasons. You need to stop this nonsense and take a good long look at what happened back in 1963 and who was doing what to who.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, Captain, I know for a fact in churches across the country, pastors and ministers, they're praying with their congregations, in many cases virtually, but they're praying for peace. They're praying for the coming together of people. And so that's, again, what we're all about.
And the states in the South, where they fought the hardest and they did the most harm and bodily harm to the protesters that were marching peacefully, and again, that's what they were doing, they were Democrats, folks. They were Democrats.
Well, that's right. And, you know, and unfortunately, because of what happened after the assassination of Lincoln, and Reconstruction was so poorly executed, shall we say, we don't know what kind of country we might have lived in had Lincoln lived. But certainly in the 1960s, 100 years after the Civil War, we got a second chance. But now people are trying to tear that down.
Now, let me change the topic a little bit here by just throwing Meghan McCain's name into the mix there. Of course, you know what Meghan McCain does, right?
Right. Yep. She's still on The View, I think.
Yeah. She and many others, her fellow panelists and other people on other shows that are on during the daytime and whatnot, said they are now saying in agreement that the radical protesters could help get Donald Trump reelected. Well, yes, they will.
Well, yes, they will, and I think that's exactly why, Captain, Joe Biden is basically saying Donald Trump wants this.
It's too late for him.
Yeah, he's trying to foment this because they know that exactly. They know that that's what's helping Trump, but Trump's not causing it. It's the Democrats that have caused it, and it's a complete backfire on them.
It's in their platform of their party.
Right. Yeah, and oh, by the way, a lot of people are hurt, and a lot of people have lost their business, And a lot of people are just, completely devastated by this, because that's what the Democrat Party elite, I believe, wanted to foment in our country.
Now, something else, the Wall Street Journal, this is totally unrelated to what we're talking about here, but it's good news. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the United States is going to cut the Iraq troop numbers by one-third. We knew they were going to be doing something, but now we're getting a number. One-third of the troops that are there are going to be reduced and either sent somewhere else or sent home. We'll see.
Well, that's right. This should be coming to the tune of about 3,500 soldiers within the next 2 to 3 months, we understand. And, of course, this goes hand-in-hand, Captain, with President Trump's stated policy. He wants to either, bring the troops home, get them out of harm's way, and stop the endless wars.
By the way, this is something that I totally agree with. I just saw something come flashing across the screen here. Tennessee violent protesters, those involved in rioting, will lose their voting rights.
Wow. Okay, that's big time.
About time.
Yeah, that is really big time. Yeah, and again, because the crimes that they're committing by harming people or by destroying property, these kinds of things, I mean, these are serious offenses. It's not about a protest. People understand the difference between protesting. Burning down Target isn't a protest. It's an act of violence and destruction. Protesting is like what we saw with Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. King. The idea that you're getting your point across and you're causing people to change their hearts and minds, not trying to burn the city down. There's a huge difference.
Well, what they were doing is they were trying to not only intimidate and scared to buy Jesus out of people that were Trump supporters coming out of the White House and the big final night of the RNC and the speech by the president and all that. They were not only trying to scare them and get them to maybe stop supporting the president, but they were prepared to knock people down, bat them in the head, whatever the situation was, if somebody else hadn't jumped in there to do it. Because I saw a number of people get knocked down. Don't know if they got intentionally beat or whatnot, but they were banging on the buses that were there to pick up the people to take them back to wherever it was they were needed to go to, and they were doing a lot of different things there. And the D.C. police did what they could. Their people were positioned in the wrong area because they never gave it even a thought that somebody would be doing bad things around the exits for the White House to be able to come out and go to their vehicles or whatnot. But to me, I'm thinking, well, how could you miss that one?
Well, yeah, no kidding. But even so, people need to have some kind of restraint. Just because you see a U.S. senator doesn't mean go over there and try to harm them. That's illegal, and it is morally reprehensible.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks will be coming back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, Steve in Thailand said, Kyle's got me singing the Auto Glass America jingle along with him. All right, Steve. Can you harmonize with him? Is that what you're doing? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
My shotgun.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Capping a week of protests and outrage over the police shooting of a black man in Wisconsin, civil rights advocates denounced police and vigilante violence against black Americans. At the commemoration of the 1963 March on Washington, thousands gathered near the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, where the Reverend Martin Luther King delivered his historic I Have a Dream address. The event came on the heels of yet another shooting by a white police officer of a black man, 29-year-old Jacob Blake of Kenosha, Wisconsin, that has sparked days of protest and violence that so far has left at least two dead. The Keep America Great website might sound like something that belongs to President Trump, but the site says it was paid for by Biden for President. President Trump's Make America Great Again slogan got a slight facelift for his 2020 presidential run, the campaign now adopting Keep America Great as its official new slogan. KeepAmericaGreat.com, however, features what it says are promises made by Trump that were broken. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Larry Ogre, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Briggs.
Yeah, you are, and Larry Elder will be in Sarasota. October the 23rd. We'll be telling you more about that as things progress. But we have a Battleground States tour coming with the Salem National hosts, and I'll be there as the Master of Ceremonies for the event that night. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of my friends down there October the 23rd at the Hyatt Regency Hotel down there on the water. All right, well, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, if you need a little bit of pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting the daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, I got a great idea for you. Now, back about 3-4 months ago, I wound up being approached by the Balance of Nature folks and asking me if I would like to try taking their product again, and if I liked it, would I endorse it for them? And I said, well, okay, because I had taken it before, and it worked for me, and for some reason, I don't know why I stopped taking it, but I did, and I'm taking it again, and I feel great. And here's a couple of the sidebars for me. Number one, my blood pressure has leveled off and gone back down to where it should be. I was taking blood pressure pills. That might have been a combination of gaining some weight and whatnot, maybe some stress. But now I don't need the blood pressure medication. I'm off it. And the Balance of Nature, I believe, is a direct result. And so my doctor thinks so, too. And then the second thing is, because you're eating fruits and vegetables fill you up, right? Guess what? I'm not snacking at night. I'm not into the chips. I'm not into the candy bars, none of that stuff at night. So I've lost weight, and that's all a good thing, which, again, has helped lower the blood pressure. So if you want to know what I know for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com. It's balanceofnature.com. And use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. And you're going to feel a whole lot better, too. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, for all the people that are on battery power with the radios or listening in your car, or maybe you got a generator if you're lucky enough, we still got about 750,000 people in three states, Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas, that are without power, and they have no water either.
That's right, Captain. At least in Louisiana, we understand that some 200,000 people alone, they don't have access to water because the storm damaged the water system. So obviously getting those people clean water, you know, it's going to have to come in on a truck, I would expect.
Yeah, they'll bring it in the water trucks, the galvanized aluminum tankers, and they'll have it set up that way, and that's how people will get their water. Plus, they'll probably be delivering some water around to different locations where you can pick it up and then go from there. But and we've been through this in Florida. I mean, this is like, it may sound like the end of the world when it happens, but it's not. Because the one thing they'll have is they'll have like cleaning supplies to help you clean up your place, and water, and some other things at a centrally located position where people can, you know, different neighborhoods, they can come without having to go a long ways away to get stuff.
That's right. And we also understand that, unfortunately, in Louisiana, there are people who were killed because of falling trees during the storm.
I'm not surprised because this was not only a water event, it was a wind event.
Yes, and I heard tell, Captain, of, I think, even the train cars that were actually...
A whole train was blown over.
Yeah, blown over. Exactly.
Yeah. And trucks too.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of force to move a train off the track.
That's why I was telling the drivers not to get on the road.
That's right, and to divert at the earliest possible moment that they could.
Yeah. Now, Israel has struck in Gaza after Palestine fired some terrorist rockets. That's just coming into me here. Don't know any details. I just have the little bulletin that's coming across the screen here. I'm not surprised to hear that. By the way, United States forces yesterday took out 6 al-Shabaab terrorists, targets of opportunity, and they hit them with a drone.
Wow. Well,
and that, of
good.
Course, is in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
That's and
right.
So we've got a lot of different things that are going on in the world in which we live. Now, also, looking over here, you know what a hedge fund is, right?
Right, yep.
A billionaire hedge fund manager, William Ackman, I'm not familiar with his name, says he sees more gains in the Trump market as people now are feeling easier about the election after watching the Republican National Convention and hearing President Trump's message for the future. The more people are buying that, more people are supporting the president. By the way, I do know there's a bunch of Democrats that are coming over to the president's side right now because I'm hearing from them.
Oh, absolutely, Captain. I think, again, and this isn't really being reflected in the polls, in the big polls for the news and this kind of stuff, only because, again, people aren't really, I think, reacting to those pollsters, or they're not being sampled.
The Trump folks normally don't do polls. Sorry.
That's right. So they're not part of that sample, basically. But at the same time, and I'm not surprised you talked about the hedge fund manager, because, again, there's the positivity.
Yeah.
President Trump is looking towards the future, and Joe Biden is just kind of trying to make us all wallow in this horrible moment right now.
Are you ready for a laugh?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Michael Moore, you know who he is, right?
Oh, yes, very much so. Yeah.
He's worried that Joe Biden won't excite the voters. I could have told you that.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. Did he just notice this?
That's what he says.
This came up with, you know, he woke up in the middle
so
of the
night. So that means it's up to Kamala to excite us?
Well, and the thing is, though, too, she doesn't connect either. And this is what we talked about even all during the primaries when she was pulling, what, about 2%?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in there, and didn't she get out before the first big primaries anyway?
She got out before New Hampshire, and the other thing was she was getting no support from the blacks because she was trying to pass herself off as African America and black this and black that. She's not black.
Well, but she's not exciting, and so she, just as we've been talking about, she has a connectivity problem. I think she just she seems kind of distant. And as a candidate, that's never a good thing. And I think there are other candidates, women candidates even, that had a much better, way of developing a rapport with the primary voters. And Kamala Harris just doesn't seem to be able to muster that. And it's an X factor. I don't think it can be taught or learned.
I gotta answer something here real quick. This is coming from Bernie, and Bernie's in California. Listen to us on San Bernardino.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie is saying, what do you mean she's not black? She looks black to me. Well, let me explain. Her father was from the Caribbean, right? Jamaica?
Right, he's Jamaican, yeah.
And the mother was from India, right?
Right, from India,
You
yeah.
put the two together. What part of African American do you not understand?
Well, I think this, you know, obviously for the Biden campaign, this is where I think they took a little bit of a hit, to say the least. But again, it's so weird because he talked about getting a black woman to be his running mate, but in reality, it doesn't matter if somebody's black or whatever color the ethnicity they might be. It's about the policies and it's about the person. And again, I think he just picked the wrong person to try to create any kind of real buzz about his campaign. I mean, he might have been much better off with somebody like Amy Klobuchar or somebody like that, who at the very least can seem like they go out and do a stump speech that has some kind of something to it.
Well, just about everybody that you just mentioned absolutely totally agrees with you, because again, this is all part of the problem. I guess you'd call her a dark-skinned Caribbean woman. Is that what you call her?
Well, I don't even know how they're trying to really describe it. But again,
well, they keep calling her black, and she's not black. The Democrats are calling her black. Biden and some of the other people. Oh, black woman. Oh, she's not black.
Well, but they're the ones truly who are creating this identity politics nightmare for everybody to try to traverse. And again, you know, I don't think people care what color the candidate is.
No.
And they don't care if it's a woman either. If there was a super great woman candidate who was running for president, she would get the nomination.
Yep.
It's just that simple. Nobody cares. They just want to vote for a great person who could be a great president.
Yeah, you're right. And of course, Kamala was a 2%er to begin with. And
yep.
That was where that was going to be. So we'll see. All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back from this break, we're going to be doing the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and then Kyle will go away for the weekend till Monday morning, and Denise Simon will be stepping in here, and we'll be talking about a lot of stuff going on, so don't go nowhere, no how. We got more stuff coming your way. We're going to tell you again about the roads and the weather up there, and I got a little better idea of what's going on along I-10 and along some of the east-west roads going through Louisiana here, because I just got an update. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here, and we are going to be talking about a lot of what we're seeing out there right now with a Truckers Highway and Bible report. So don't go nowhere because we're going to be right back right after this.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
All righty, we're going to call Kyle Warren back into the mix here because we got some We got some weather to be looking at here. And, Kyle, you know, I'm looking at the Louisiana and East Texas and some of the things going on there, the north, south, and the east, west. Around Natchitoches in Texas, we got some road closures there. I-49 goes up and down through there. There is a stretch just east of there that's shut down. We've got some lane closures further down the line, down towards Baton Rouge, and let's see here, I-10, we've got some one-lane situations on I-10. I don't know what else you're seeing, but around Lake Charles, we've got, let's see here, we've got water in the road, I-10, so we got lane closures there, and then we've got more as we move west towards Beaumont, Texas there in the low-lying areas, which is what I thought.
Well, exactly right, and it's going to take a little while, obviously, for that water to recede, first off, and then any possible damage on the road has to be checked as well.
Yeah, and I-10 westbound, US-90, US-90 eastbound pass there at Lake Charles, that's closed. US-90, that's closed. Let me go over here and look and see what else they got going on here. Louisiana 95, which is just north of I-10. There's road closures there. Again, when I was looking here at 49 a minute ago and over here, we've got, well, the closer you get to the water, you know, the lower, the more the situation is showing up here. And there's, more, areas over to the east. So, if you're traveling along, I-10, you're gonna have some areas where you're gonna have to do some manipulating because the lanes are either gonna be down to one because of the water, or, you're gonna have to jump off and go around the other way or whatever. But, there you go.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Yeah. Now, looking at, the weather out west, you take a look and tell us what's going on there.
Well, Captain, in southeastern Arizona tonight, we've got flash flood watches, and these are pretty significant because they are saying there could be portions of heavy rainfall capable of producing flash flooding. Localized areas, rather, could receive 1 to 2 inches of rain. So if you're coming on I-10 in the Phoenix area, traveling through, you're going to be on the lookout for those thunderstorms and possible flash floods. Also along I-8 as well, and all this extends up to Kingman, the Kingman area as well, so you have to be careful. We've got some heat advisories going on, fire weather warnings, I should say, throughout southern Utah, traveling up I-15 to Salt Lake City, where we have about a 10% relative humidity at last report, and that travels on up through Pocatello, Idaho Falls, into Montana, where the fire weather warnings continue all through the state of the western half of Montana, parts of Idaho, and down through Washington, central Washington. And also one other important thing, Captain, to tell about tonight is the dense smoke advisory in the Reno area. And so as you travel up 395 towards Susanville and Madeline, you may encounter some of that smoke again from the California wildfires. The Cone Pass tonight is about 72 degrees. And they've got just about 7 mile per hour wind. So if you're traveling up the 15 through the Cajon Pass, you've got smooth sailing. And don't forget, check out the Pilot Travel Center on your right coming up northbound on the 15.
Yeah, now taking a look at Texas, about half of Texas is under a heat advisory tonight. And then of the eastern one-third of Oklahoma the same way. A lot of Arkansas heat advisory, northern Louisiana, western Mississippi, up into Memphis, a heat advisory up through there, and keep in mind that all of that is going to delay you a little bit. Now, along I-20, we might have some thunderstorms kicking in. We definitely have got some rain up along, let's see, Michigan, in between the lakes going towards Detroit. We definitely have got weather conditions that we told you about in Louisiana. You want to make sure you pay attention down there because sections of I-10 and US-90 are going to be, you might be jumping off in a few places because of the water in the road down there, which is still going to be a problem until things dry up. And then the storm, Laura, which is no longer a storm, it's low, is being whisked right out to sea. It'll be out to sea today, and that'll be the end of that. Now, Kyle, I want you to tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on Monday morning, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. And, of course, that's now time for us to talk to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And let's go on over there. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
There's a lot of talk about black violence and Black Lives Matter and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. And one of the things that I picked up on when I was watching the video and watching what almost happened to Senator Rand Paul and some other folks was they were wearing brand new Black Lives Matter T-shirts.
Which is the reason that Senator Rand Paul has called for an investigation. Representative Vernon Jordan, who's the Democrat that is attended the RNC from Georgia, is also doing the same thing because he was also accosted. So they have looked at some common denominators, and I think that, you know, at some point they may look at something like a class action suit or have the Department of Justice, you know, see some bank accounts. I did see something where that looked like there were debit cards that some of these protesters had where they were loaded with the monies that they are paid to attend and protest. So I think there's some other things that are going on in the background that we may soon find out.
Well, if we can follow the money and stop the money, that'll stop all of this.
Generally.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the ones that are all decked out with the helmets and the shoulder pads and the knee pads, and some of them are... I actually saw somebody wearing body armor.
Yeah, okay.
Go figure.
Doesn't surprise me.
No, but this is a concerted effort. It's an organized effort, and you know, this is happening thanks to the progressive left liberals that are sponsoring this in whatever way. Now, a lot of Democrats, the traditional liberal Democrats, are not buying what's going on, and they are abandoning Mr. Joe Biden and company. As a matter of fact, a number of them will be showing up today to buy guns and ammunition at the gun show where I'm going to be.
Well, we also know that there are some Democrats that are really saying these protests are not peaceful. So
correct.
It's beginning to fall apart on them a little bit. You know, it's interesting that Don Lemon at CNN said, you know, in these focus groups, it's coming out in some answers to the questions that they're asking in these focus groups, and that this is helping Trump, which is the reason that Biden came out yesterday and said something about it, but it was pretty feeble. And Kamala Harris has kind of changed her wording a little bit.
Yeah.
To make it sound like she's changed her mind, but she's easing her words too.
Yep. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Oh, by the way, you know, the NFL players, some of them are talking about just taking a game off, protesting a game and not playing a week. Some of them. I wonder what that's going to do for the sport. Gee whiz. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984.
That's 800-364-2984.